Yo, what is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, the franchise player. I am joined by Double J, Josh James, and we are here live. We're going to do a real quick like watch along of the last woman standing, Nia Jax versus Becky Lynch, with implications of who is going to be facing the Women's World Heavyweight Champion, Rhea Ripley, at WrestleMania. This last woman standing match is going to be off the chain. Josh, what is up, my guy?
I am doing good, Blood. How you been doing, brother?
You know, I'm a little mad at you, Josh, but we'll go ahead and we'll just let that slide.
I know, but I love you too, brother.
So, are you excited about WrestleMania? Because apparently it's in 2 weeks. The Rock's going to return 2 weeks to the Barclays Center in New York. WrestleMania is on the road, is ready. The road to WrestleMania, hot and heavy. Man, here we go.
I'm excited for WrestleMania. I can't wait.
This is gonna be actually a really good match. Mm-hmm. Maya taking the bump to the outside. And it's the last woman standing match. They can use weapons. They can use whatever they want.
Yeah. No rules. No countouts. No disqualifications.
I'm all about that. Oh, my God.
Is Becky already bleeding at the nose, or was that just her hair?
I think that's her hair.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, oh, my God, she broke her nose again.
Damn. I mean, we're going to have this is a really good match so far. This has been actually a pretty decent Raw.
It's been good. Of course, these ads. So what happened during the DIY match in the Creed Brothers? I missed that one.
There were a lot of stiff shots.
Oh, okay.
I really can't tell you. Like, it looked like it was a stiff fight. It was a fight. DIY won the match though. First time. 20 years in the making for them both wrestling together, whatever, whatnot.
Yeah.
Being in WWE with NXT and everything. Finally making it to WrestleMania. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But I kind of expected they would win, but knowing the fact it was pretty much like a stiff match, I need to check that out on their highlights on their YouTube channel to check it out.
Honestly, man, like all BS aside, like this has been a very lopsided tournament. Like the people you think are going to win, the people who you think are going to win have won. Mm-hmm. But there's no surprises. If Indus Sheer would have won, I'd have been like, what the fuck just happened there?
Yeah, true.
So Cody cried too much. It gets main event night two at WrestleMania, which Drew and Seth don't get the main event and women's title. Oh, wow. I mean, you know, honestly, man, the internet has been like the WWE has been doing what the internet's been asking. Liv Morgan got put into a match because the internet's been asking for it. Yes, Husky, we did start early.
Yeah, we're here. We're watching the last women's standings match.
I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm. Husky, you should invite all your friends to watch the stream.
To let you know, I did finally beat 2K20's My Rise mode, the story mode, and it gets weird. Especially the women's one.
Who'd you beat it with?
I just created some random people that I haven't streamed it yet. I'm waiting for Mr. Bones to get feeling better so we can stream it. But I was just playing through the women's one, and my God, the women's one gets bonkers. It gets really weird.
Well, if you want to stream a couple matches tonight, maybe we can do the women's match. We can do Cody versus The Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about that tonight because apparently, like the storyline between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns has like taken a change for the different. Like it's different now because it's more Cody and The Rock.
Yeah. It's like one thing I like about this storyline. Oh, there's a table. one thing I like about the storyline with Rock and Cody, it feels real. It feels like they actually legit hate each other. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Bex, she got to go to the White House. Congrats.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to her.
That's right. I love Awesome Kong, man. Kia's a great woman.
Oh, yeah. I love Awesome Kong. She's a badass. I wish we got to see her longer in the WWE, but hey.
I'll tell you a story off the air about why that happened. Mm. Kia's a good friend of mine. She helped me and my brother through Japan.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love her. She scared me as a kid. I was just like, that's one woman I don't want to start any drama with.
She's like, screw that table.
Yeah, right. Ooh.
Oh. Uh-uh. Jesus Christ.
And the fans chanted, we want tables. Oh. Hi, Terrors. Bye, Terrors. Oh. Is Naya gonna pull a Sabu? Nope. Oh. I was expecting her to do what Sabu does.
Well, you're way ahead of me. It's so funny because, like, Nia was giving Becky those ginger chair shots while Becky was giving her the waylay.
Yeah, right? Oh.
Those Kindles, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can hear her talking to her. She said, give me one more. Acknowledge Ava Rain.
Yeah.
Oh. Seems like she's giving her those like little girl chair shots.
I know. I think she's trying not to.
Now sit on it. Yep.
Yeah, I love that part. I love that part.
She's really hitting her with the angle stick.
Right?
Little red in the face.
I I think the reasons why Nia was giving her those light chair shots, I think in her mind, she's like, I don't want to re-injure this woman again.
I mean, but shit, you saw she just clotheslined her ass into the fucking apron?
Yeah, yes.
Because it's not as thick.
Yeah.
Well, my hole. Say it. Say my hole.
And she doesn't say it.
Thank God. Oh.
Ozzy, you okay?
She took that DDT like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Another table. Let's see if that one doesn't break.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with more of the Roundtable for Wrestling Podcast. Only Brandon can handle a woman like Nia. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
When you want to get your hair cut, you go get your hair cut right. You head down to Big D's Barbershop. Big D's Barbershop, Vancouver, Washington's best and brightest. 1019 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington, where you can go get your hair lined up, cuts, fades, shampoos, conditions, and all the great things that go with supporting a local barbershop in a local business area. You can also reach them online at www.bigdsbarbershop.com. Go get your hair cut right.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
Professional wrestling is one of the toughest sports going today. If you ever dreamed of being a professional wrestler, then former WWE superstar and World Tag Team Champion Sir Mo of the famed tag team Men on a Mission invites you, yes, you, to join his Bumps and Bruises Academy. Now in two locations in Carrollton, Texas and Sherwood, Arkansas. Allow Sir Mo and his head coach, Dante Smiley, and other coaches to get you on the road to an exciting and rewarding career. Classes forming now for your shot. Contact Sir Mo at 704-819-7312 or fill out an information questionnaire now. Don't wait. Make your dreams come true today by joining the Bumps and Bruises Pro Wrestling Academy.
Hi, this is James Beard with SWE Fury, and you're watching the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
And we are back. We are back. So, Josh.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about this match so far?
I'm enjoying it.
What are you enjoying the most about it?
Well, I love the fact we're having these two ladies continue with their feud. And also, I just like seeing these two fight. I love watching them fight. And what else? Do I expect shenanigans? I do. Because Rhea hasn't been on. Only a cutscene in the back. I expect to see her in the end.
I mean, Yeah. This is the main event, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to knock the yeet out your ass. Wow. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. You tell them, BCW. Just give Blood the belt and stop playing, Josh. Even the fans are behind me, Josh. The fans are behind me, Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh.
Yes, sir.
Even the fans are behind me, Josh. Josh. You know, on this podcast, we listen to the fans, Josh. We listen to the fans on this podcast, Josh. Just saying.
I know.
Just saying, Josh. Just saying. The fans are never wrong, Josh. So when the show starts, we're going to talk about the Mania card so far. Okay. So there are some matches that have been added. Oh, Samoa dropped through the table. Look at the singlet or the shape of some of the parts on Nia Jax's singlet. One looks like the Snapchat filter. Snapchat goes.
I do. I see it. Yeah, I see it.
Nia ain't fucking around tonight.
Mm-mm.
You get it, Nia. You ain't like most girls. I wonder if Liv Morgan's going to come out and cause a scene.
And both of them get double counted, like knockout, since there's no rules.
And I was like, you bitch.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Either Becky don't wave shit or Nia strong as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If she's going to do through the table. Manhandle slam through the table.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see how Becky went through it, though? Uh-huh. She put her hand first. She could have broke her fucking arm.
That would have been bad.
We have another Asuka injury.
Oh, God. Well, Blood called it last week, and same with everybody, actually, that the curse happened again with the women's tag titles.
Women's tag titles, I'm telling you.
I thought the Kabuki Warriors were going to be the ones to break the curse. But no.
She got Becky put her hand down. She put her hand out on the table. She could have broke her elbow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, where did the ladder come from?
I want to know that myself.
Who set the ladder up? I don't understand. Julian, who set the fucking ladder up? It wasn't there a minute ago. All of a sudden, there's a 20-foot ladder that's set up. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm confused. Somebody tell me what the hell's going on.
Did we miss something?
How?
Hey, man, we're watching
We're watching the same thing.
Oh,
K-Fade, brother K-Fade.
I am so confused.
Where did that ladder come from?
I'm just, man. I don't know what was going on in the world today. but that ladder got set up out of nowhere.
Wait, did Pat McAfee do it because he was the closest at the ladder?
Somebody. McAfee be getting excited, bro.
I love Pat McAfee.
Where is mommy, though?
Yeah, I want to see mommy. Where is she?
You know what?
I set up my own ladders.
I want to know who set the fucking ladder up. He's like, you good? She's like, yeah, I'm good. Well, who set the ladder up?
Don't ask questions.
Oh, here comes mommy.
Here she comes.
I like how they were like during Dom's match. They were like, yeah, he's so hated. I bet he'd get booed at his own wedding. I'm like, wow, okay.
Actually, funny thing is, Dom did. That's the funniest part.
That's why
they
said that.
I know, and I love it.
And Rhea looked good during the wedding. Like, she, like, oh, Rhea looks way better with all that fucking gothic makeup on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She looked gorgeous.
I like how they showed her at a football game with, at a hockey game with Buddy Matthews, and they're like, oh, Rhea Ripley with some guy. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's screwed.
Me and my mommy, it's my birthday. Wow. She's like, yeah, that ass hurt, huh? Guess who set that table up? It was me. It was me all along.
It was me all along, Becky.
It was Agatha all along.
I love the fact that Rhea's getting cheered and like she's getting the loudest cheer between her and Bex.
Yeah, she's over like crazy.
That's because she is mommy. Mm-hmm. And you know what they say about mommy? Mommy's always on top.
Exactly.
Mommy is always on top. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Monday Night Raw recap here live on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your boy, the franchise, joined by Double J, Josh James, give me the belt, and the real final boss, Mr. Chemical Julian. Welcome to the show.
Wow, you guys have been live for 23 minutes?
Yeah, we were watching the, you don't ever check the fucking group chat, do you?
You know, I got stuff to do.
Wow. Wow. Like he's the only motherfucker that got things to do. Wow. So, Josh.
Yes, sir.
You posted something on Twitter the other day. And someone liked it and made a comment about it. Who was that?
Oh, yeah. The Chelsea Green versus Adam Pearce tweet that I posted on the Bones and Josh Show Twitter page. Go follow us, by the way. We posted that, and out of nowhere, Chelsea Green is down for that match. She could get behind that. And next thing you know, Adam Pearce is down for that match, too.
Not only is he down for it, but didn't he retweet it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Now, I say that for two reasons. One, the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast has been getting watched by the WWE and AEW. We have ring announcers from WWE that follow us. We have referees. We have talent agents. We have wrestlers that follow us that watch our show weekly. So, with that being said, the Drew Nicholas and I had a conversation after the news segment this last Saturday.
Really?
And that conversation was about you, Josh.
Booker man, Josh.
And Drew's not, I'm going to be the one that says it because Drew doesn't want to tell you. But seeing as how we are watched by so many people who watch not only our Twitters, our Instagrams, our YouTubes, our Twitch channel, we have to be a little bit more. What's what I'm looking for here? Impartial. That means no more slander, no more bashing of people, Josh.
on one condition.
No more talking about botching and no more complaint. Because see, here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about tribalism here on the show.
In how one condition.
Hold on. We talk about how we dislike tribalism. So be it WWE, and I tell people all the time, I'm straight down the middle. If I don't like something, be it WWE or AEW, I will tell you, I don't fucking like it. I criticize Tony Khan for being a horrible-ass booker all the time. And I criticize WWE for some of the bullshit they do all the time because I am impartial. So, Josh James, if you are going to be part of the roundtable, if you are going to be part of the no bullshit committee, which we have here on this show, you got to be impartial, my guy.
Yeah, does Sinner get the same treatment?
Oh, yeah, Sinner, yeah. Unless it's Haley J. He loves Haley J. That's Sinner's way of saying how much he loves Haley J. Just like me and Parker Boudreaux. I can't stand Parker Boudreaux. But I'm going to go right now, right here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, and I'm going to say it. I am now the OIWA Western States Heritage Champion. I will defend the OIWA Western States Championship against anyone. And any promoter out there that's listening right now, I'm gonna give you the opportunity of a lifetime to book a dream match.
You and me.
The original Nike boy, the franchise, versus that fake ass piece of shit, Parker Boudreaux. Book it. I will defend the title against him. If I lose, I will burn a pair of Jordans. How about that?
I was gonna say, why don't you make it a pair of Jordans on a pole match?
Right here on this show. I will burn a pair. I will burn a pair of my Jordans on this show.
Book it.
Please, Parker Boudreaux, please respond to him.
Yes. Yeah. Accept his challenge.
Accept this challenge.
He won't. You know why he won't accept my challenge? Because he's too busy running around in AAA, running in people's matches because he can't fucking wrestle a match in America. So he figures, I suck in the United States. Let me go suck in Mexico, too. See, that's me being impartial because you know what? He sucks in the United States and he sucks in Mexico. See?
He wouldn't be responsible for the AAA championship getting vacated, would he?
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't the AAA Mega Champion, wasn't that Vikingo?
I think so.
Hmm. Well, since we have Julian on the show tonight, Breathless.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Before we get into the Raw recap.
I will say this. I will stop making jokes about Mercedes Moné because here's the thing. I will say this. Am I the biggest fan of hers? No. But the thing is, fans getting upset of her for just taking a check from AEW. Like, fans legitimately getting upset with her for doing that. So what? Let her do her thing. Yeah.
Here's my thing about tribalism.
Don't nobody get mad when some y'all go get your checks from UPS.
Here's my thing about tribalism. A few months ago, when there was rumor that Mercedes was talking about going back to WWE, oh my God, the Queen is coming back. She's so amazing. Oh my God, I can't wait for Mercedes to come back. Sasha Banks this, Sasha Banks that. Oh my God, she's so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the moment she was like, I'm signing with AEW. Oh, she fucking sucks. Oh my God, she's just going to get a bag. Yep. Ugh, she's horrible. She can lace my boots. Like, really? Because a few months ago, you were on her teats.
That is correct.
So, listen here, IWC, because I know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do me a favor? Stop trying to be a booker. Stop trying to be a booker. You're not in this fucking business. Enjoy wrestling.
Like,
here's the thing. I'm not even in the business, but the fact is, like, I'm happy for her for going to AEW. Like, she's getting a paycheck. Let her get the
Get your bag.
Yeah, let her do her thing and let her be happy. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan. What I was doing, like when I was saying, oh, she's botching this and all that kind of stuff, I do that for fun. But the thing is, it's like getting their guys' reaction is like that was fun for me. But the thing is, it's like just seeing this tribalism saying like, oh, she's a traitor or she sucks and all that kind of stuff because she signed with AEW.
That's ridiculous.
It really is. Just give Buck the belt. It's not played.
Yeah, just give Buck the belt. I have a friend that's in the WWE group producers chat. He bashes AEW so fucking much. AEW does like, AEW sold out Wembley Stadium. Yeah, only because Raw wasn't there. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff drives me so crazy. Just like the other day. The other day he was like, oh, yeah, you know, who was it? Sasha. Mercedes is married to, And the guy she's married to was a guy who did, who made.
I remember that last week. Oh, no,
she ain't married to him. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? Because she just said it on fucking Renee Paquette's show. Oh, she would never say somebody like, oh, look at the YouTube link, you asshole. Look at that.
Someone sounds jealous.
It just annoys me because, like, it's one of those people who don't know, but they want everyone to think they know. So they run their mouths like they know. And when someone does know, puts them in their place, that's when you get a. And that's what I did. I put him in his place. Made me feel so good. So let's talk about the Mania card so far.
Let's talk about the Mania card. I'd like to start off talking about the first segment of Raw tonight. I can really tell you that going into Mania, I had zero interest in Jimmy versus Jey Uso. But tonight, the in-ring promo put a little bit on it.
Oh, we'll put a lot of bit on it.
Made it very interesting. So now, and we've talked about wrestling matches. You got to have stakes. You got to have a reason. You got to have an impetus. You got to have what's driving this match. Well, they finally got around to that tonight. I know the main focus has been about the Bloodline, The Rock, and Cody, and Seth, and all that. But so tonight they got around to actually a number of their, let's say, secondary matches on the card, or non-main event matches on the card. And this was two brothers face-to-face. And you're like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And Jimmy was like, I've been protecting you this whole time. I've been looking out for you like a brother. You're the one who left the Bloodline. You're the one who came to Raw. You're the one who did this and that. Now, did Solo attack Jay? Of course he did. Yeah. But still, there's a reason for this match. And this is two brothers who are beefing because one accused the other one of not looking out for him. The other one was like, no, I was looking out for you the whole time. You need to learn your place and get in your lane.
That's pretty much what that whole promo was about. And the beauty about that promo was that he was everything that Jimmy was saying. Like, okay, so I told you guys, I think it was last week, we talked about how Jay did a promo or a thing after Raw, and was like, yeah, you could bring in The Rock, you could bring in all these people, blah, 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 but I was the heart of the Bloodline, and the Bloodline will never be the same until I come back. So tonight, so that right there was the first thing. Okay, when I come back. So tonight, when he did this whole promo, and he was like, I miss you, come back. And, you know, he was like, I blah, blah, blah. And then Jimmy was just like, yo, like, you left me, dog. You went up to, you became, and he was putting him over, and this is why. This is why I always say this. If you beat somebody, you got to build them up. So when you beat them, you become somebody. He was like, you went over here on Raw, became a main event star. You became main event Jey Uso. You became a number one shirt seller. You became this. You became that. And then he said you became
tag team champions
with somebody. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
That was some meat in the sandwich right there.
I like that part. That was a good part. Yeah.
I was like, this build. And actually, last year at Mania, Jay said his dream match would be him versus Jimmy at Mania.
Yeah.
In a one on one match. So, like, that right there was long term storytelling. And we have such a great match. Turnbuckle Studios. Oh, Turnbuckle Studios just raided the channel. Thank you very much, Turnbuckle Studios. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Go watch Turnbuckle Studios on Twitch, man. When you're not watching us, you need to be watching Turnbuckle Studios. Thank you very much for joining us, man. We love it. We need to collab with you. We need to collab sometime soon. Hit us in the DMs. Thank you. But what I'm saying is that right there is what me and Julian always talk about. There are the stakes. Now this match is just more than it's just Jimmy versus Jay. Now it's like, yo, this is Jimmy versus Jay.
Yeah.
You know, and I love the way that Michael Cole was like, in the history of WrestleMania, there's only been so and so many brother versus brother matches, you know, Owen and Bret Hart. Now Jimmy and Jay Uso, you know.
Yeah.
I love how they put that over.
the second match that got put over tonight, it went from a 3 to a 7. Was Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
Don't go there yet. Don't go there yet, because there's so much meat and potatoes in that one too. So WrestleMania so far, we have Jay versus Jimmy Uso. We have LA Knight versus AJ Styles, which I call that like months ago. Roman Reigns and The Rock, the final boss, versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. Tonight, Cody Rhodes said something that just totally took me by storm. He said two things. One, he told Paul Heyman, don't make me go all Homelander on your ass.
Correct.
Everyone that knows, ever since Cody started wearing that jacket in AEW, he has been referred to as Homelander. So funny.
Yeah.
And number two, when he said The Rock had, what did he say, small dick energy?
Yeah.
Small dick syndrome.
No. He said small dick energy.
Small dick, yeah.
And the way, and just him saying that, totally like, I was like, whoa. Like, somebody's, this is some shit
around here. Yeah.
But I want to emphasize something. If you've been watching on Twitter, if you've been watching SmackDown every week, ever since The Rock has come back, it has been Rock and Cody.
Correct.
But the main event match for WrestleMania is Roman versus Cody.
Correct.
And Seth and Roman are sideline.
No. But what I'm getting at this whole thing is, The Rock came back, made it all by himself. Whatever. So you know The Rock's turning on Roman. Roman's turning on Rock. Whatever. But Cody versus The Rock is a bigger marquee selling point right now than Roman versus Cody.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Cody did something very good tonight. He addressed a concern that I had about SmackDown. And that was, hey, Rock, you're supposed to be a heel. Why are you out here baby-facing to the fans, talking about I'm home and singing songs and so forth and so on? And Cody said, you're not a heel. You're just an asshole. I like that. I can go with that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, The Rock calling himself the final boss. I enjoy that concept. I had always had a hope that John Cena would come back as the heel leader of a faction and call himself the final boss. Ever since Bray Wyatt had John Cena in that cinematic match where Cena was part of the NWO, I was man, that could work. But here we are. We got The Rock, who legit is your final boss because, he's on the board. He's on the board of the company that owns WWE.
Legit, he is the final boss.
So, let's go with it.
I just think it's funny that he calls himself the final boss. So, in the pecking order of the whole NYE dynasty, the whole Samoan dynasty, the tribal chief is supposed to be the head of the table.
Correct.
Well, I mean, you can be the head of the table, but you ain't the CEO. Hey, but
The Rock shows up. The Rock shows up as, hey, Roman, thanks for keeping my seat warm for me.
The Rock shows up. Hey, Roman, go file this real quick.
Did you look at that Samoan dynasty tree The Rock put up?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's listed as a high chief?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his dad, Peter Maivia.
So, you could be a tribal chief, but last I checked, I think a high chief is a trump card.
I mean, hey, and you know, remember, I always say, listen to what people say.
Yep.
Don't just hear the shit. Listen to what they say. When The Rock said, Roman Reigns, I acknowledge you.
Bam.
Tribal chief.
Yep.
Acknowledge you, Julian. I acknowledge you, Josh. I acknowledge Husky's Funhouse. I acknowledge fucking Stream Elements. I don't mean shit. I acknowledge my boss every day.
You know, but the thing is, he's like, oh, you could have your tribal chief.
Go on. Call yourself that. Take your little bead. It's okay.
You can be the assistant manager. You can be the regional manager.
Yeah, you can be the assistant to the regional manager.
But I'm the head of the table, Rock. But that's cute. That's cute.
You can be head of the table, but I own the house.
That's cute. That's what I'm saying.
and people aren't getting that. Yep. And the IWC is so upset and so up in arms about this whole scenario. If you just shut up and listen to what people are telling you, you'll see right in front of you. It is right there.
But that's called good writing, mm-hmm. and that's called good booking. Spoon feeding the fans is not what you want to do. Mm-mm. I mean, you want people to legit be surprised when the camera pans to the audience and looks for those reactions on faces. They want to see people who are legit surprised, who are like, holy shit, I did not see this coming.
So I'm telling you right now,
the reaction video from the Miz girl, the reaction video from Taker getting pinned,
bugged out eye guy. Yeah.
Best reaction videos out there, because people did not see that coming.
Exactly. And I'm gonna tell you right now, mm-hmm. WrestleMania night one, Roman and Rock win. Cody's gonna be the super uber underdog going into this title match, and The Rock is gonna cost Roman the title match. And remember, if you paid attention to what The Rock said, Roman Rock WrestleMania.
Yeah,
biggest main event in history. It's going to happen. Even though the tag team match has already been fucking booked, he said this is going to happen. I have a 3-year plan. So yeah. WrestleMania 40, WrestleMania 40, then WrestleMania 41, Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium. Just saying. Let's say that happens there. I mean, think about it. They did. You know how people were saying the Super Bowl is rigged?
Yep.
Over the last couple of years, because you look at the colors of the emblem. That if you pay attention, that shit has been happening. The same color. That shit has been happening year after year.
Yeah.
Where did they hold their WrestleMania press conference for this year's WrestleMania last year? Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Where did they hold the WrestleMania press conference or thing for this year? Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So that means next year WrestleMania is going to be in Vegas.
Oh, for the fans who don't get it, and if you're a fan, honestly, you don't get it. WrestleMania brings a shitload of money to cities. I mean, we're talking hotels, restaurants, Uber drivers. I mean, from the bottom to the top, everybody's making money when WrestleMania comes into town. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking like a Taylor Swift tour, Beyonce tour. We're talking Super Bowls. I mean, that's the kind of money they're bringing them. So they get their tax breaks. They get all kind of deals. There's packages on rooms, all that kind of stuff. And so WrestleMania, Triple H doesn't wake up tomorrow and go, hey, let's try and book WrestleMania for Vegas next year. No, it's just booked.
Yeah.
And they're probably already booked for the year after, or they're in the final negotiations for finding the venue for 42 already. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam booked. You see stuff like Money in the Bank, all these places getting booked way, way ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And that is because, I mean, number one, they're securing their investment. They're securing, you know, WWE is not just about packing up a truck and driving to a town. There's a whole lot that goes into the planning and business side and supply chain, merchandise.
Don't tell the IWC that. They'll get mad.
All that goes into getting this event set up. And so while you have one team packing up the Elimination Chamber, you have another team out buying ladders for Money in the Bank. I mean, you know.
Where'd that ladder come from tonight? I just want to know. Who set the ladder up? I didn't know. Who said? Did Parker Boudreau show up and set the ladder up? Was Maven there?
Someone was like, hey, while you're getting all those ladders for Money in the Bank, we need an extra one for Monday.
I just want to know where the hell the ladder came from. I was like, I'm confused.
Like, it literally just showed up, like, right there. Like, I don't know.
Right when they set that spot up, there was no ladder there. And then when she went to the top rope and she looked up, I was like, "What? Where'd that ladder come from?
Like, what the hell?" Just recently completed his ladder safety training for work.
I've set ladders up during matches. You don't do it that fast. And that wasn't no little ass painter ladder. That was like a 20-foot ladder.
They set it up with, but this wasn't just a random ladder they found. This was ready, like, and this is how, like,
flabbergasted
that wrestling does. You know, it's smoke and mirrors. Because you're paying attention to two people fighting on a table, and the camera totally keeps the guy sitting with the ladder out of the shot. And that's how you get the Undertaker getting under the ring. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how all these things happen.
I was looking at A and B, and all of a sudden C and D were happening. I was like, whoa, hold up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I don't know, man. This Raw was actually, and you know, me and Julian talk about it all the time. There has to be stakes, and this Raw set some stakes up. I mean, we had an incredible tag team, some incredible tag team matches. But some of these matches, like, let's just be honest, you knew who was winning these damn matches.
Yeah,
you know what? So let's talk about that for a second. Creed Brothers versus DIY, great match. Two great mm-hmm. teams. I think the Creed Brothers are your next Steiner Brothers.
They just need to stop doing that cannonball move.
They need to cut that out. But I mean, they're learning, they're getting better, and these guys have a huge upside, a huge future in front of them. Oh, yeah. the only part about the DIY versus the Creed Brothers is, to an extent, you have two styles that don't match. Because DIY is usually a lot faster pace, especially when those two used to wrestle each other in NXT. It was a much faster pace match. But the strikes and the hard hitting part is still there. So Gargano and Ciampa kind of slowed down a little bit for the Creed Brothers, who don't typically wrestle as fast a pace of the match. However, good match. It was believable that the Creed Brothers could have won, but we knew DIY was going to Mania.
Yeah. I always thought the reasons why they were DIY is kind of slow right now is because I always thought it was like Tommaso Ciampa got injured really badly with his neck and knee. So I always thought it was like, let's just slow down for a little bit. Like, yeah, we'll still do our thing.
I think coming back from that neck injury, he just became more of a beast.
Yeah, I know. But that always popped into my head. I always thought it was like because of I was like, dude, I got injured. Let me just slow down for a little bit.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. The tag team match was great. It was really if like I someone take a take liberties with a spot or something, but these guys beat the holy piss out of each other, and it was really rough, stiff. Like this is one of those matches where you're like, yes, wrestling is real. That's how this match was tonight. Like, I've been in this business a long time. I know how the punches and kicks and how an errant chop can really hurt you. That was one of those matches where they were beating the piss out of each other. And I'm glad that DIY won the match. I mean, it was totally obvious they were going to win, but they made it look like they weren't going to win. So they advance, and then we get another tag team match with the Awesome Truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this because I said this 4 months ago. When The Miz was facing off against these guys, I said when they were doing the gimmick with R-Truth being in the Judgment Day, and then they brought Miz back, said they're dropping those tag team belts at Mania to R-Truth and The Miz. Did I not say that?
Yep,
you did.
I'm guaranteeing you that is going to happen. They're planting the seeds by having the Awesome Truth when this match gets into Sheer tonight.
Okay, so something else will happen tonight. Awesome Truth got serious.
Oh, yeah.
R-Truth was not shucking and jiving and, you know, clowning out there. Like, he showed up to work. And a lot of people forget, just even though R-Truth has been with the company for the last 50 years and the dude's like 68 years old or whatever, he can still put on a show and he can show up in the ring.
And that's he was a former NWA World Champion. Sure, that's what it is. R-Truth don't mess around.
Yeah. Like, you remember his promos back in TNA when he first turned into the Truth? Like, this guy, A lot of fans see him as the comedy act, but they forget, like, he could be a very serious guy.
Correct. No, he was a very serious champion. He put on good matches. He put on good promos. And so, whenever it's funny because whenever they drop the comedic side of R-Truth, let him do his thing, dude puts on a, or he always puts on a good match.
Oh, yeah.
Always puts on a good show.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. R-Truth is, man, it's ridiculous. We got a
let me respond to this comment right here. Husky Funhouse wants to know, are y'all going to do a watch along for the Bray Wyatt documentary? Hell no. I don't want nobody
to see this. No. What? Yes, we are doing a watch along of that because I am going to cry on screen. Bro, it is going to be emotional. It is going to be April 1st. There ain't going to be no April Fools on that show.
I was literally
going to issues with me. I sat in the last row in the corner where I couldn't be seen, and I was up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch at least one time by myself before I watch with anybody else.
I was literally going to ask you guys
if we're your heartstrings are going to rip out your chest.
It has been 7 months since Bray Wyatt has passed away.
That's crazy.
You'll be by yourself. I'll be crying on my couch. Drew Nicholas, you are going to be on the show crying with us, damn it.
You were trying us.
Hey, we cry together, man. Bad boys for life.
Oh, man.
We ride together. We die together.
We die together.
Bad boys for life. We pod together. We cast together. We podcast for life.
I love the Bad Boys movies.
So if you're watching us on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast tonight here, if you're watching us on the Bad Blood brand or the Drew Nicholas brand on Twitter, if you're watching on the Sunday Sinner Podcast or the Bones and Josh Show on Twitch, if you're watching on Throwbacks 978, if you're watching the Oregon Wrestling or the Wrestling Podcast, remember, to watch those on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling POD. Right. You better go like, click, and subscribe, ladies and gentlemen. It is going down, 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 down. You're going to see Drew crying. What would you say about, I don't want to rock that? Yes. Yeah. That's right.
We've been raided once again.
Yo, get the tables. Yo, Josh. Tables. Get the tips. Thanks for rating us. Get the tables. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is. Have you here?
I will do that.
Do us a favor. Go like, click, and subscribe. Roundtable Pro Wrestling POD. That's right. Go do it right now. If you got Twitch, if you got a free Amazon Prime, it is free. F-R-E-E free. Just go and click the subscribe. We love to have you guys part of us. Thank you, Gittles. Nice Rosemary t-shirt. Look at that. Josh is already getting put over. Thank you very much for joining us. If you like that shirt, hey, Zach, if you like the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, do us a favor, go like, click, and subscribe right now. You can join us on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. We like to have fun on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We like to have a lot of fun.
Oh, on the show. And like, you know, on Fridays, we have all kind of fun because Josh finds some sick ass matches for us to watch.
Oh, yeah. I saw the match you guys were watching. I was like, Josh, why'd you do that? J Mania, thank you for joining us right here. Jody Mania. Jody, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, brother.
Do us a favor. Yeah. Go like, click, and subscribe right now.
And yes, Let me ask you guys something.
Let me ask you guys, do you like wrestling trivia? Do you got what it takes?
You like trivia? You love trivia?
Wrestling trivia with the Roundtable. Drop some biddies in the chat. If you do, give a thumbs up in the chat. I want to know because we want to invite you Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast presents Trivia Night. We got the quiz master himself, the mixologist, that guy, Chemical Julian, that dude up there. He's the man, the myth, the legend when it comes to trivia. The guy knows everything. He even knows about Reaven. He knows that Arn Anderson is a five-time NWA television champion, which he's not, but it's okay.
The Johnson brothers.
This Wednesday, we're having Tag Team Edition Volume 4.
Oh, wait. So you are a trivia master, sir? I think you should join the. I think you should join Wednesday. Go subscribe to the roundtable. Yeah. Make sure you hit that. Make sure you hit that notification bell. So when we get on there, we will get y'all some yeet. All right, we're gonna yeet all night long.
And you know it's funny. Questions, right.
Follow the QR code. Jump in the quiz. Get ready to win.
I won last week. I was the champion, but I vacated the title. So now the bell is vacated.
There will be a new champion. Mm-hmm. There will be a new champion, ladies and gentlemen. This is going down, like I said. So let's go ahead and get back into this Mania lineup because we have the six pack challenge ladder tag team championships. Try saying that five times fast. We got the United States Championship on the line. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. That's going to be pretty good.
Can they coexist?
Can they? Wow. Now, here's something that I want to bring up because me and Josh were talking about it before we went live. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that this is all Josh's fault.
Of course it is.
Because Josh, the collector of belts, the real belt collector on the podcast, this guy, Josh, let me tell you what he does, ladies and gentlemen. He brings out that women's championship.
Oh, jeez.
He brings that nasty, godforsaken women's tag team championship belt.
It's a cursed object.
And I always say, yo, that belt is cursed.
And look what happened.
Don't bring it out. He says, ain't cursed. Trust me, ain't nothing bad going to happen to no one with the belt. Now look, Asuka is now injured. Thanks to Josh. They would not be defending the women's tag team belts at WrestleMania unless, ladies and gentlemen, unless Asuka picks a new partner. I mean,
Kyrie.
Kyrie picks a new partner, which I think is going to be Koda Takai.
Hey, you know who it's not going to be? It's not going to be Raquel Rodriguez.
Wow.
Another former champion.
I was going to get to that one. Kyrie should pick Josh. Wow. Yeah. Kyrie and Josh together. Yeah. Josh would gladly lay down for that.
Uh-huh. Because here's the thing. The women's tag team title hasn't done nothing to me yet. I haven't gotten injured.
Where's Bones?
Bones is sick.
See?
He's sick because of the title. Yep. See, that's it.
Bones is a victim of the title.
I'm just saying. He is a victim. EO Sky defends the championship against Bayley.
Oh, man.
Versus Bayley?
Wow. That too. Anyway, Bayley's defending Bayley's challenging for the women's championship against EO Sky. So that's going to be a great match. Rhea Ripley defends the women's world championship against Becky Lynch. Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins for the WWE World Heavyweight title. And then we have the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, night two. These are some of the matches that are already set forth for WrestleMania. The women's tag team belt should be defended, I believe that. But this Raw set up a lot. And I mean, it set up a lot of stakes.
Let me tell you what
Julian and Ilo stakes.
This Raw does not set up our WrestleMania moment with Omos. Omos is a giant that we get to see a special event. WrestleMania 40 is a special event. I want to see the giant Omos come in the ring. Let him fight Braun Breaker. Let him fight Goldberg. Let him fight Ryback. I mean, I don't care. But we need Omos to make WrestleMania 40 legit.
Omos and MVP versus the current NXT Tag Team Champions.
Hell yeah, there you go. That works. But, Blood, I think you're skipping over one very important match.
Let's talk about it.
So we talked about tonight where the notches got the dial got notched up a few spaces for some of these matches, mm-hmm. And your boy Sami Zayn, who has shown up to every WrestleMania where he had a match, and he showed up and he showed out. We all thought, oh man, him and Johnny Knoxville, this is gonna be trash. Sammy made that
one of the
most matches you've ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm. And so we've got Sammy playing the underdog role here, looking really unsure of himself. We had Chad Gable tell him,
I accept that challenge. I would do it for the round table.
Chad Gable told Sami Zayn, you can't beat Gunther. Now we got stakes. I mean, more than just
not only do we have stakes,
Sami got something to prove.
Sami, like, and I told you, didn't I say Sami was gonna be the guy off of Gunther? Did I not say that weeks ago?
Yep,
and he deserves to be. Look, dude, we want conspiracy Sami back. We want Sami back in the Freedom Fighter outfit. Hell, he could put on the
Castro gimmick if he wants to. Can you imagine he shows up to Mania with El Generico in his corner? I would dress up as El Generico for him. It would be so awesome.
It's funny you say that. In 2K24 and the other 2K games, Sami has pretty much dressed up as a luchador. They made a reference to El Generico in the games, and they have a mask wrestler, and it's Sami's avatar and everything else, but it shows two completely different. Sammy's like, see, I told you it wasn't me under the mask.
Nice.
Look,
so
I remember wrestling in Southern California, and I wrestled this tag team. Me and my tag team partner, and they were called two skinny black guys. It was El Generico.
Oh yeah, I remember them. I remember that tag team name.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. So Gunther says, hey, Sami, you come to a contract sign and dress like one of these bums in the audience, which was hilarious.
I like that.
Because I was like, he managed to offend Sami and go heel on the audience at the same time. You got to love it.
Brilliant.
You got to love it. So now Sammy's got something to prove. He's got to get back his Intercontinental Championship. One that he won. And he got stripped of it, and then he won it back. So he's got to pick it up for his third shot here.
Wasn't that at Mania when they did that too? The double ladder match?
Yes.
Well, like I said, this is going to be this was the setup for what we've been talking about all this time. This right here was the show that had stakes. Stakes. Julie and I love stakes. And this show set all the stakes.
Sorry, this Sami is a three-time Intercontinental Champion. This would be his fourth title reign.
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dang. Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I miscounted.
And then tonight we also got to see. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background and in the back. JD McDonagh got run down for not being able to beat Ricochet, and so Mommy put Dirty Dom on the job.
And believe it or not, it was actually a pretty good match. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna throw shade at anything. It was a really great match. Dom played the heel perfectly.
Oh yeah.
As he always
Ricochet. Does. Hey, you know, I love listening to Michael Cole now. It's cool when Vince McMahon is in your ear.
Yeah.
Right. When Vince is not in your ear screaming, don't say that. Don't say that. Like, Michael Cole is actually good. Well, tonight, Michael Cole kept referring to Ricochet as a puma. We all know he was a puma. He wasn't he King Puma?
Yes.
Yep. In Lucha Underground? Yeah, I love that.
Maybe we should have El Generico and Puma team up.
Wow. Husky says Dirty Dom to GCW. I mean, why not? Shayna Baszler. Oh,
that'd be great. That'd be great. Him and Matt Cardona teaming up?
Him versus Matt Cardona. Hey, oh, my God.
So, just so y'all remember, Sami Zayn won the Intercontinental Championship back in 2020 at the Elimination Chamber where? Philadelphia.
Mm. Oh.
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Yep.
Well, we're going to see two brothers fight there. That's the second time we've seen brother versus brother match at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. Because Owen and Brett.
City of brotherly love, of course.
Owen and Brett, they had it up there too.
The steel cage match in at SummerSlam. Oh, that was. Man.
Well, like I said, man, it's awesome. And like I asked you guys, if you guys join us live on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday for the news. If you join us on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do have live trivia. The trivia master himself, that's right, Mr. Mixologist, Mr. Chemical Julian up there. Sometimes he gets it right, sometimes he don't. That's the fun part about trivia. You never know what you're going to get.
True. So,
yeah. And we enjoy having you guys here. We enjoy being able to have you here for Collision on Saturdays. Unlike most wrestling podcasts, we're not talking heads. We're not tribalistic. We speak what we speak, meaning we speak the truth. We talk about the realness. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't WWE hype. We don't AEW hype. If it's good stuff, it's good stuff. If it's crap, it's crap. We're going to tell you.
Yeah.
So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast Monday Night Raw Recap. Go follow us and subscribe to the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast at twitch.tv/RoundtablePro Wrestling POD. Be part of the fun. For these two awesome dudes, I'm the franchise. And as usual, we will see you when we see you.
Peace.